Archers for the week 4 to 9 September 2005.
In Ambridge, it's early on Saturday morning. Someone's regretting Friday night.
Bert, you should have woken me.
Oh, morning, David.
Oh, can I give you a hand?
No, it was only a few mucky bits. I'm nearly done, Nib.
How are you this morning, Prince, eh?
Feeling like a champion, I reckon.
Well, that makes one of us. God, those boys can drink. Yeah,
thirsty work being a stockman.
You know, as I got older, I thought I'd develop wisdom and, you know, gravitas. But all that's happened is I can't hold my beer anymore.
Can you turn that hose on?
I think I can just about manage that. Did you get off to sleep in the end then?
Oh, well, I had a few hours, I suppose.
Did I wake you when I went out in the night?
Yeah, what time was that?
About 3. I slipped a bit as I was getting out the trailer.
A bit? Sounded like you landed on your backside.
Yeah, well, I did, sort of. Slightly.
Well, never mind. I'll have an early night tonight.
Yeah.
We'll have to get the dryer on this back of the lines.
What are his chances, do you think?
Well...
Now you've seen the opposition.
Yeah, there's some fine beasts, no question.
Yep.
But I think we'll be able to hold our heads up. I don't think Pip will be disappointed.
Well, she will. She can't come.
Oh, I thought Ruth was bringing the children.
No, Pip's got a thing with a county choir.
Oh.
Yeah, and Dad can't make it either.
No, I know. There's 2 weddings today.
Yeah, but Mum's coming and Ruth and the boys.
Right, here we are, all done.
Right. Should we take him round the ring while it's quiet?
Yeah, good idea.
Get him used to all the flags and bunting and that.
Yeah, then we'd better get him some breakfast.
Yeah, I think I might feel better for that.
Well, the bucket of feed and a wad of hay won't do you much good.
What time's the marquee open then?
6:30, isn't it?
I think a full English is called for. And maybe a couple of aspirin.
Ah, Caroline, good. Get me a porter, will you? My bags are in the car.
You haven't come to move in.
Well, I'm not here to clean the windows.
Hazel, it's only 11 o'clock.
So?
You can't move in yet.
Can't? Come along, Caroline. Anything's possible.
Rooms aren't available for occupation until 2.
Well, of course they're not. For the ordinary punters. I think you'll agree I'm in a different category.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Different category altogether.
So put my things with the hall porter and I'll have a coffee in the lounge while you hurry up the chambermaid.
It'll take quite a while. The previous guest only checked out 30 minutes ago.
And how quickly did the maid get in?
I really couldn't tell you.
I'd have thought that this suite would have been a priority.
If we'd known that you were hoping to move in early, it would have been.
Well, make it a priority now, then. You need to be more flexible, Caroline.
Do I?
Obviously.
Right, well, if you go to the lounge and have that coffee, I'll see what I can do.
What do you reckon? 20 minutes?
I'll have to check that with the housekeeper, but I very much doubt it can be done that quickly. I really wish you'd told us what you were intending.
Oh, come now. There's no need to make a big issue of this.
I'm not.
I'm just asking you to gee up your staff a bit. I assume you are capable of that.
Hazel, this is far too early. Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline. I did say to wait until after lunch.
No, it's all right, Peggy. We're sorting it out now.
I couldn't believe it when Jack said you'd come up here already.
Hazel's just going to wait in the lounge while we get the suite ready.
And I really don't think I can drag a coffee out for more than 30 minutes. So make sure the housekeeper gets a move on.
I will.
I'm sorry, Caroline. I did tell her.
Please don't apologise. It's not your fault.
Have you been able to find another room for Lord Ailton?
I'm afraid not. We did offer him one of the first floor suites, but he wasn't interested.
Oh, dear.
In fact, he was very angry. Cancelled his booking and vowed he'd never stay here again.
Oh, it's just too bad.
And we do have other reservations for the garden suite next month.
I'm sure you have.
I need to sort out some sort of plan. Do you know how long Hazel's intending to stay?
I'm sorry, but I really have no idea.
That first place bull was streets ahead, wasn't he?
There have been some fantastic beasts.
There have.
Certainly a couple of heifers I wouldn't mind taking home.
Make an offer then, David.
Well, I thought I might at least have a chat to the guy.
Not long now, boys.
Prince is in the class after this one.
Actually, I'd better get back to him, hadn't I?
Yeah, you get off, Bert.
Good luck.
Thanks, Ruth. I'll see you later.
How's he been?
Well, he was a bit dirty first thing, but we soon sorted that out.
What?
Yeah, shampoo and a bit of hosing.
I mean, how's Bert been?
No, he's been fine too. If we draw a veil over these sleeping arrangements.
I dread to think. Mm.
So what do you want to do about lunch? I'm not sure I fancy the Hereford Marquis for the third time. Good though it is.
Well, there are plenty of other options.
Do we need to fill our boots?
No, I put a beef casserole in the Arga before we left.
Mm, very impressive.
I thought so. This judge is very thorough.
Well, they always are, aren't they?
Where's he from?
He's from Denmark.
Is that the first?
Well, he's the first Danish judge, yeah, but they have had foreign judges here before. Had a guy from Finland one, yes, someone said.
Made sure the beast had a good finish, did he?
Yeah, I said that last night. Seemed funnier then, somehow.
I wonder why.
Oh, it's good of you to come and gaze at cattle all morning, Mum.
Well, with your father not being able to.
I thought you'd be busy with your flour and produce stuff.
Oh, a day off won't do any harm.
You got your entry form in?
Oh, yes. And I know Linda's put hers in.
Right.
Did I hear you were helping out with Linda's village walk?
That's right.
I'm amazed.
I can't think why.
You normally run a mile from Linda's events if you can.
No, I don't. Anyway, I'm doing it for Nigel, really.
Yeah, we believe you.
I am.
Yeah, keep your friends close and your enemies closer still, eh, Mum?
I don't know what you mean.
You've already seen her in action, haven't you, Ruth? Marta Hari Archer.
Don't be silly.
More flower and produce espionage, that's what it is.
Hello. I thought I'd see how Hazel settled in.
Oh, well, she's in the lounge with Peggy at the moment.
Oh. Oh, perhaps I'll pop along there, then.
Jack, before you do...
Yeah?
I must confess I'm a little uncertain as to the basis on which Hazel's occupying the suite.
The basis?
I mean, I know you're paying for the room.
What? Yes, of course I am. She's my daughter.
Yes, of course. But the room rate alone is quite substantial. And if she'll be taking meals here, and drinks, it's got to be accounted for. We can't just write it off.
Oh, no. I see what you mean. Well, why don't you make up a monthly account and I'll see to it?
Monthly?
Yes.
So she might be here for months?
Well, I don't know, really. I hope so.
Hello, Dad.
Hazel.
Have you come to sort out this mess?
What mess?
There is no mess.
Surely the blessed suite's ready, Caroline. They could have redecorated it by now.
Are they redecorating the suite?
No, Hazel just arrived.
It's really all right, Jack. I was just coming to tell Hazel that her suite is ready.
Well, about time. Come on, Dad. You can help me unpack.
All right. You know, if you want the suite redecorated, you've only got to say.
Well, let's wait and see, shall we?
Peggy, I know I probably shouldn't interfere in family matters.
No, go on.
But I can't help thinking that having Hazel around... Is it in Jack's best interests? I know she doesn't visit very often, but when she does...
She causes chaos, I know.
To say nothing of the financial burden on the hotel.
You're right. If I could wave a magic wand, she'd be straight back to America. But what can I do? Jack's just so delighted to have her around.
Look, Josh, the judge is calling them forward.
I see what you meant about Pip.
Yeah, there's no way she'd have been able to get Prince to stand square.
Will it count against him, do you think, David?
Well, it can't help, can it?
But once Bert had arranged the legs...
Oh, sure, he looked good then.
That's Prince!
What number is he?
One, two, three, fifth.
Does that mean fifth place?
Well, I don't know. He could be working from the other end. And it hasn't finished yet.
Talk about timing.
Oh, no, it's Adam. I better take it.
Come on, Ben, sit on me lap. That's it.
What?
There's Prince in the middle, look, Monday. With Bert. Yeah, you see him?
Oh, look!
Oh, now the judge is getting Prince to swap places with the other one, look! Right.
Does that mean he's in the running or out of it?
What's happening?
You tell us. What did Adam want?
Oh, he just wanted to confirm Monday to work down the seabed.
He's talking to the steward!
This is it.
So if that's first...
Oh, he is a smashing arrow.
And that's second, then that must mean...
Fourth? Fourth place?
Yes, well done, Prince! And well done, you!
Oh, we'll have to work a bit on his showground behaviour.
And this calls for a drink.
Yeah. Perhaps not for me.
Oh, it's a lovely dress.
We'll have to go somewhere classy for me to wear it. Now... Oh, this is what I was after. Aren't they beautiful children?
Oh, they are.
I ought to have a coffee made for you. How does it feel to be a granddad?
Well, I already am, through Peggy.
Yes, but it's not like... This is more direct, isn't it?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Dad?
Hmm?
You know we were talking about the old days?
Were we?
When we visited Linda, and you were remembering living there, and me at school, all that.
Oh, yes.
It brought it all back to me. After Mummy left.
Oh, yes. It was terrible for you.
It was. And you were all I had.
Oh, was I?
It must have been so hard for you. And it is true, you know. We didn't see enough of each other. Certainly not as much as I wanted.
Oh, Hazel, I'm so sorry.
No, no. I understand. Because... What I wanted to say, Dad, is that I'm in the same position now. I'm a mother with a business to run. You know what it's like when you're building a business. Money's so tight. You live from hand to mouth, chasing every opportunity. That's what it's like, isn't it?
It is.
So I want to learn from our experience. I'd so hate it for my children to grow up thinking they've hardly ever seen me. Because of the struggle with the business. Do you see what I mean?
Of course I do.
Once the business is established, of course, I'll be able to spend more time with them. If only we could get there a bit more quickly.
Yes. Hazel?
Yes, Dad?
Is there any way I could help?
You? I hadn't thought of that. What sort of help did you have in mind?
Emma's doing her mum a favour.
Right, we'll just get this on the floor and then we'll get you out, George.
Oh, thanks again for coming round, Emma. Oh,
that's all right, Mum.
We've been waiting ages for this mirror.
I know.
I mean, to be honest, the way things are now, we probably wouldn't have ordered it, but when we did...
You thought you had a bright future with Tom and his sausages.
Yeah. And when they said they wanted to deliver today, well...
Not very good timing.
No. First day at the Laurels, typical. Here's the cheque to give them, look.
Right, fine.
And they didn't say what time they'd be here. You know what they're like.
Oh, no problem. I wasn't doing anything else anyway.
Oh, what a thing of you. Do you all want to come round on Saturday? I thought we might have a bit of lunch, you know, celebrate my first week in the new job.
I don't know. Out you come.
Oh, you've got something else planned?
Oh, wish. There. No, Nigel Parger has roped Will in for this village walk thing. He's got to talk a bit about the shoot.
Oh, well, that won't be all day, though, surely.
I suppose not. Just know it's more time we'll be out of the house.
Well, maybe we could do it on Sunday instead.
Can't see the point, really.
Oh, I just thought it might be nice. Oh,
no, Mum. I mean, the walk. Traipsing around, listening to people talk about the village.
Oh, well, that's for the incomers, isn't it?
Is it?
You know, like from Grange Spinney. So they can get to know the place a bit better.
Still don't see why Will's got to be involved.
Oh, anyway, look, I'd better get off.
Yeah, don't want to be late on your first day.
Do I look all right?
Yeah, very smart.
Wish me luck.
You'll be fine.
And look, give me a ring if there are any problems.
I will.
Right, bye then.
Yeah, bye. Right, George. What are we going to do then?
Oh, Elizabeth, have you seen the visitor's book?
No. Where did you last have it?
Oh, I have it here.
Oh, well, why are you asking me then?
Oh, I wondered if you'd have time to have a look at it.
No, as it happens, I haven't.
No, I thought not. Well, it's full of wonderful comments about Thursday.
Oh.
You know, my little triumph.
Mm-hmm.
The guests passed it round at the end of the evening. Ah, nearly two pages. See?
A night to remember. Well, considering they were evacuated from the building and the fire brigade was called out, that's probably quite accurate.
Now, you mustn't blame Lewis for that.
Blame Lewis?
Well, the poor man was only trying to help me with my skulls. And you must admit, the firemen were very dashing.
Just a shame they were dashing here.
Yeah, and look at this one. See? See how it's spelled? A veritable feasty of oldie English entertainmenty.
They've overdone the E's, haven't they?
Oh, I thought it was rather clever. Oh, some of the best reviews I've ever received, though I say so myself. And that's in a long career of very favourable notices.
Oh, there's a notice of bankruptcy I'm worried about.
Now, you know why it was so successful, don't you, Elizabeth?
I imagine you're about to tell me.
It's all about vision. Vision and flair.
Which you have in abundance.
Exactly. Well, with your background, it's not surprising that you think a little too small.
My background?
Oh, I know you've got qualifications from the Chatsworth School of Marketry or whatever it is.
Chartered Institute of Marketing.
But there are some things that just can't be taught. There's a sense of occasion, of pageantry, of comme il faut.
I've clearly got a lot to learn.
Oh, I'm glad you agree. So I've got a few suggestions of ways in which we can enhance some of the events that we have planned over the next few months.
It's a lot bigger than I expected.
Yeah, it's a bit bold, isn't it?
It took two of them to bring it in.
Oh, it'll be really striking above the fireplace.
It'll take some fixing.
Well, that's another little job for you, Dad.
Chris too, I'd have thought.
When did they get here?
About 10.
Oh, that's early. What have you and George been up to since then?
You know, the usual.
Do you want some lunch?
Oh, no, I can make it.
No, it's all right. We can have a quick sandwich and then I'll run you back home on my way back to work.
All right, then.
You sit down.
I've been sat down all morning.
Well, butter the bread, then.
So, how was it, your first morning?
Oh, smashing. They made me really welcome.
Done any work yet?
No, not really. Wendy took me round. She's the admin manager.
Oh, well, is she your boss then?
Yeah.
What's she like?
Business-like, you know, but very pleasant. Bit younger than me, perhaps.
She's all right.
Oh, yeah, whatever. She took me all round the house and the grounds. I saw Marjorie Antrobus and Mrs. Harvey's dad. And then this afternoon, we're going to start looking at the systems. It's much more the sort of work I want to do.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, no, actually, if you're doing that, I wonder if I've got time to get something together for your dad's tea.
No, wait until you get back.
No, I'm going straight to the shop.
Well, let him get his own tea, then.
Well, I would, but he's not having a very good time at the moment. I'd prefer to be here when he gets in there.
Why is that?
Well, you know he's working out his notice for Tom.
Yeah.
And the trouble is, he's actually working with Tom quite a bit, moving the pigs over to home farm.
Oh.
It gets him really riled. It's bad enough what Tom's done, but to have to work with him and be civil.
I still think Dad should get his own tea. Oh, right. Oh, that's me.
Oh, look, you get it. I'll finish these.
All right. Hello? Oh, Trish. Hiya. Yeah, ages. How are you? Doing the mum thing. Yeah, it's great. This Thursday? Hold on a minute, Trish. Mum, is there any chance you could babysit on Thursday?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Trish and some of the girls are going out to Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Yeah, Will's got a cricket due.
Oh, the quiz, I know your dad's going.
But if you could sit...
What sort of time?
Trish, look, where are we going? Oh, okay, how late do you reckon we'll be? Okay, hold on a minute. I'm just checking with my mum.
Could you have him overnight, Mum? It's going to be a late one. I suppose. I could drop him off in the morning if you like.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Yeah, Trish, that's fine. Oh, could you? Oh, well, you know where we are then, don't you? Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, I'll see you then.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Are you sure you'll be up to this?
What?
A big night out?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Keep it coming! Cheery there! Bit more! That's it! Right then, Neil. Do you want to drive the loader or the tractor?
It's all the same to me, Tom. The tractor, then.
As you like.
Did you speak to Roy at cricket yesterday?
Not much. Why?
He was saying Jack Woolley's daughter's moved into Grey Gables, Hazel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's taken over some posh suite and she's causing havoc, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this load is a good bit of kit.
Oh, yeah. Only the best for home farm.
Yeah, maybe we could get a cup of tea there once we've unloaded these arcs.
Oh, that's all right. I've got my flask.
I wouldn't mind some of Auntie Jennifer's cake. I didn't have any lunch.
Oh, busy then.
Mental.
Well, better that than no job.
Yeah, of course. Good news from Morris.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some part-time work he can fit in with me.
Oh, good for him.
You know the supermarket on the retail park in Felpsham?
Working there, is he?
Yeah. Afternoons and some evenings. So that's ideal.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't be better.
How's Susan doing?
Oh, she was fine when I saw her this morning.
Looking forward to her new job?
Oh, very much so. Well, you can understand why. A secure job with a stable employer. Make a nice change, won't it?
Julia?
Oh, have you solved Cathy's little problem?
Yes, thank you.
I do think she's inclined to panic when under pressure.
She wasn't panicking. She just wanted to make sure I was happy about something. Quite a positive characteristic, I find.
Oh, if you say so.
Julia?
Yes, Elizabeth?
What are you doing with my computer?
Well, I'm just checking emails.
Well, I can check my own emails, thank you.
I think you might have missed some.
I don't think so.
Well, after all those nice comments in the visitor's book, I wondered if perhaps anyone had written to us about my event.
Oh.
And look, there are two emails. Isn't this one from the group organiser?
Yes.
Oh, I do think you might have mentioned it, Elizabeth. I mean, anyone would think you didn't want me to know about them.
I was waiting to see...
They're spectacular and memorable. Great to see a venue prepared to go the whole nine yards, whatever that means. I assume it's complimentary.
Probably.
Have you replied?
No, not yet.
Oh, then let me save you the trouble.
No, really, I can do
it. No, it's no bother. In fact, it'll be nice for her to get a personal reply from the host. She'll feel as if she's really dealing with the Paget of family. Are you all right, Elizabeth? You look a little dyspeptic.
No, north is more that way.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. This arc needs to come round a bit.
All right. Did you get anywhere with that guy from Pershaw?
He came round Friday.
And?
Yeah, he seemed very impressed. Said he'd probably be able to give me a regular order for wieners.
Oh, well, that's great news. I'm really pleased it's working out for you.
Oh, yeah. Things are just peachy.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Tom. Hello, Neil.
If it's Brian you're after, he's not here, I'm afraid.
No, I know.
He's gone partridge shooting in Northamptonshire.
With my husband.
Right.
No, it's Jennifer I was looking for.
She's in the house, I think.
I thought we should try to improve the links between the village website and the Lower Loxley one.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah? Well, it was the first excuse that came to mind.
Sorry?
Nothing. I'll see you.
Yeah, bye.
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 Partridge shooting, eh? Wonder what your dad would think of that.
I don't imagine he'd think anything.
Well, wasn't that him we saw?
When?
As we were leaving Bridge Farm.
Why didn't see anyone?
He didn't look very happy.
No? Well, as I say, I didn't see anyone.
Mind you, I can understand it. Can't be nice for him to see a trailer load of arcs going out the gate.
No, no.
How long have there been pigs at Bridge Farm, eh? Must be, what, 10 years?
Something like that, yeah.
And then, just like that, his brother-in-law swoops in and takes over.
It's not a takeover, Neil. We're going to be partners.
Like you and me we're going to be? Let me give you a word of advice, Tom. You make sure you're on the right end of that sort of partnership.
Linda needs Roy's intercession.
It's at the Talbot in Matcham.
Oh, yes, I know it.
In that big room at the back? I expect the rivalry's hotting up.
Yeah, you could say that. Everyone's thinking, OK, you might have beaten us on the pitch, but we'll get you back at the quiz.
Have you been revising, Roy?
Well, not exactly.
Robert has. Wisden has been his constant bedtime companion for days now.
Lucky Wisden. Anyway, Linda, if you could tell him the minibus will be at the pavilion at 7:15, yeah?
Yes, I will. And Roy, while you're here, I expect you've heard about my village walk.
Yeah, Mum said something.
This Saturday, starting at the church at 2 p.m. I wonder if you and Hayley would like to come. I'm sure Phoebe would find it very interesting.
Well, I'd love to, but I'm on duty.
Ah, now, that's exactly my point. At the moment, I am too.
Well, so aren't you taking part in the walk?
Oh, of course I am. My participation is essential.
So...
I can't work that day.
What?
So, if you wouldn't mind looking at the rota?
It's a bit short notice. How long have you been planning this walk?
Yes, well, a little while, obviously.
Weeks and weeks, I'd have thought.
I'm afraid there was, diary malfunction. But I'm sure there's a simple solution.
I can have a word with Trudy, I suppose.
I already have. She's on the Isle of Wight all weekend.
That's going to make it difficult.
I was wondering if Arturo might be able to cover.
Have you asked him?
No. Well, we've not been on the best of terms since that unfortunate incident with Mrs. Doughty's Pomeranian.
Let's see when he's on.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Mr. Willie.
Can we help you?
Yes, I'm looking for Hazel. I've been to her suite, but it's locked and I can't get an answer.
Is she expecting you?
Oh, yes, she said to come over for a drill.
A drill?
I expect she meant a drink, didn't she, Mr. Willie?
That's right.
Well, have you tried the bar?
No.
Well, she might have gone straight there.
Yes, I expect you're right. I'll try there.
Must be so nice having her around.
Oh, it is. She's a lovely girl.
She's such a poisonous woman.
I know, Mum.
She keeps inviting Jack for cosy tete-a-tete.
Would you like some more tea?
No, thank you, dear. And it's always without me.
Well, can't you just muscle in?
Oh, it's so difficult, Jennifer. It's always, let's give Peggy a little break, shall we? Or you don't mind if I have Dad to myself for an hour, do you?
Oh, quite normal behaviour for a daughter, I suppose.
But Hazel's hardly been a normal daughter up to now, has she?
No.
We don't see her from one decade to the next. And then she gets wind of Jack's condition and suddenly she's moved in.
And you think she's here... Well, why?
I wish I knew. But I can't believe it's just to spend time with Jack. She keeps going on about this business in America.
Which seems to run quite happily without her.
Well, I suppose her husband's in charge.
What is it? Still the film business?
Films on the internet, she says.
Oh, wonder what that means.
And, of course, there's this step-family she's got now. If I hear one more word about how wonderful they are...
Yeah, and if she loves them so much, you wonder why she's settled in here.
Exactly.
Have you said anything to Jack?
No.
Don't you think you should?
In an ideal world, yes. But what do I say?
Well, if you're suspicious about her motives...
Oh, that's the trouble. It's just suspicion. I can't prove anything.
But it's causing you so much stress, Mum.
I know.
And that can't be good for Jack, can it?
No.
And you're the one that'll have to look after him when Hazel's flitted back to America or whatever.
I just don't want to make things worse.
Well, perhaps it won't take very much.
How do you mean?
I mean, well, if you could just... Well, give Jack a different perspective and remind him how Hazel's been in the past and...
Maybe.
How out of character her behaviour is now and, you know, it might just be the warning shot that he needs.
I suppose it might make him a little more wary of her.
If you could just achieve that, it would be something.
Because he's certainly lapping it all up at the moment.
I really think you should say something, Mum.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, no, no, no. Mummy's just come in. Look.
Here we are.
Oh, lovely.
Don't know how much longer we'll be able to have tea in the garden.
Ages yet. I've ordered us a nice Indian summer.
Oh, yeah. What, do you want me to take him, Clary?
No, no, he's fine.
Well, I'll help yourself then.
Oh, has William got his talk ready yet for this walk Saturday?
Oh, no. He tried to make a start on it last night.
I expect he's a bit nervous, isn't he?
A bit. He's worried about saying too much, I think. You know how he gets when he starts talking about the shoot?
Enthusiastic, isn't he?
Yeah, he can waffle on for ages.
Oh, it's nice he's got a job he's so keen on. Will you be there supporting him?
No.
How?
Don't want to make him more nervous, do we?
Oh, maybe not, no.
No, I'll just wait until he's finished and maybe we can go somewhere afterwards.
Yeah.
Hi, Mum. What are you doing here?
I could ask you the same question, William.
Just dropped some shopping off. Well, I put the mints in the fridge, love.
Oh, thanks.
Hello, George. Is your gran feeding you cups of tea, then?
He would if I let him.
Right, I'd better get back to the pens.
Oh, can't you stay just a few minutes?
Well...
Come on, William. Brian Aldridge has got to owe you 5 minutes, the airs you put to me.
Yeah, all right, then. Just 5 minutes.
Do you want this tea?
No, that's yours, isn't it?
No, it's all right. I don't really want it.
Okay, if you're sure.
Yeah, you have it.
Oh, Jill Archer was in the shop, talking to Betty about the flower and produce show.
Oh, yeah?
Got your entry form in, Mum?
Not yet, no. Are you entering anything, Emma?
No.
Well, of course, you're busy with the baby, I suppose.
What about you, Mum?
Well, I thought of doing a chutney and a fruitcake.
Oh, smashing.
Joe's getting right set up about it. He's determined to beat Bert.
Oh, yeah, Bert did well last year, didn't he?
Oh, near swept the board. But Joe's got great hopes for his onions this year. And his carrots is coming on a treat.
Oh, great.
You know, you've got a lovely plot here. If you dug a little veg patch and some borders, you could have stuff to enter for next year's show.
Oh, I haven't really got the time.
Oh, no, I meant Emma.
Me?
Yeah.
What? The flower and produce?
Yeah, why not?
No way!
Grandad would help you.
Yeah, or even just to eat. Doesn't like your own veg from the garden.
Well, I can just see George playing around the flowers.
Yeah.
He could have his own little patch when he's older.
Kids love gardening.
Well, I don't. A lawn is fine for me.
Maybe when George is a bit bigger, you'll have more time on your hands.
If I do, I'm not going to spend it gardening.
All right, I was only saying.
Oh, there's a million things I'd rather do.
Mr. Piton?
Nope, sorry.
Short, swarthy, Gucci suitcases?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Claims he saw a parrot in a tree near Arkwright Lake.
Really?
I thought it was rather early in the day for attacking the minibar, but I suppose we could have a parrot nesting in the grounds.
Maybe.
Well, you do hear of pets getting loose and living in the wild, don't you? We must all keep an eye out for it.
Well, actually, I've got rather more urgent things to attend to, like your shift on Saturday.
Oh, yes, have you sorted it out?
Yeah, I think so. If you come working early this Friday, then Arturo can cover the...
Ah, no, impossible, I'm afraid.
Why?
Well, you may be aware that Borsage and Live are planning to do a feature on Ambridge Hall.
You have mentioned it once or twice.
Well, the journalist and photographer are coming on Friday at 11, so obviously I wouldn't be able to be at work that morning.
Well, it must be quite a challenge fitting work around all your commitments.
Well, actually, it is. Not many people realise what a busy woman I am.
Oh, it's good of you to spare us what little time you have left.
Well, one tries, Roy, one tries.
Right, so you can't do Friday then. What about next week?
Is that a late on Thursday?
Yeah.
Well, I could do that.
Right. I'll tell Arturo he's doing a double this Saturday, then. And look, please, Linda, can you give me a bit more notice next time? Excuse me. Reception. Oh, Hazel, what can I do for you? Yeah? What, you... all you need to... yes, well, let me put you through to room service and you can... no, I'm sure you'd explain it much better than me. Yes. Yeah, hold the line. God, that woman. Exact specifications for her afternoon tea now.
Well, if she has a particular preference, surely we should endeavour to satisfy it.
Within reason, I suppose.
There's nothing wrong with high standards, Roy, as I'm sure you'll agree.
Yeah, high standards? No.
I have to say that while she may be forthright, I found Hazel to be charming when she and Mr. Woolley visited last week.
They visited you?
Oh, yes. And between you and me, Hazel has had to fight all her life for acceptance and success. I understand only too well the effect that such a struggle can have.
Well, okay. Well, perhaps if she has any problems in the future, we can ask you to sort them out.
I'd be only too delighted.
And she feels our cocktail menu is a bit out of date.
Really?
She wanted a... oh, what was it? A chocolate martini, was it?
No, Jack, you must have got that wrong.
It was something like that.
Well, perhaps I could ask her, find out exactly what it was.
Yes, that's a good idea.
I wanted to talk to you about Hazel, actually.
Oh, yes.
I know you're enjoying having her around.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it?
But you have to realise that, well, you're very vulnerable now.
What do you mean?
I know it's not really anything to do with me, but I wouldn't want her to make you do anything that you might regret.
Like what?
She might ask you for money, say.
Oh, she didn't ask me. I offered.
You offered her money? When?
Oh, I don't know. A few days ago.
Why did you offer her money?
For her children. No, her business. Well, it was sort of both, really.
Oh, Jack, you didn't.
It was so she can...
Can't you see what she's doing?
What do you mean?
That's the only reason she's come here.
She came to see me.
To see your money, more like. Oh, Jack.
She's my daughter. If I want to give her money, then I will.
Does she really deserve it?
Peggy, I can't believe what I'm hearing. You help your family out when they need it.
When they need it, yes.
Oh, look at all the money you've just given John.
That was Tom, and it was different.
I don't see how.
Look how Hazel's treated you. Years go by without even a phone call. She didn't even come to your 80th birthday party. Oh,
she's a busy woman.
I had to bully her into sending a card. But when she knows you're ill, she turns up here with a hard luck story, moves into the hotel, and now she's conning money out of you.
No, she isn't. She didn't ask me for anything.
Are you sure, Jack?
I want to help her. It's my own free will.
And what next?
What do you mean?
Where will it end? Really, Jack, the best thing you could do is tell her to go back to America and leave us alone.
That's the last thing I want.
It's not good for you, her being here.
You hate her, don't you?
No.
You always have.
Of course I don't. But I care about you. She's taking advantage.
I'm not a fool. I'm very disappointed in you, Peggy.
Oh, Jack, please.
And if you can't say anything nice about Hazel, I'd rather not hear another word on the matter.
Busy Tom is struggling.
Do you want a hand with those, Tom?
Oh, yes, please. Neil helped me with the last lot, but he's gone off to do his pigs.
All right. Oh, it's easy with two.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, thanks, David.
It's okay. Well, are you setting up the drinkers in the new field?
That's right.
Oh, must be a bit strange to be moving away from Bridge Farm.
Well, yeah, in a way. But it's exciting, too.
New start.
Obviously, I'd have preferred things to stay as they were, but, well, you know, I'm not complaining.
That's the spirit.
Afternoon.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, subcontracting already, Tom?
No.
I've just been discussing our cropping plans with Adam.
Now, what are you going to do, then?
As much as anyone.
Quite. I hear congratulations are in order.
Sorry?
Your prize-winning bull.
Oh, yeah. Seems a long time ago now.
What was this?
Oh, we put a young bull in for the Pole Hereford show. Got a fourth place.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, we were pleased. Anyway, I'm sorry, I can't stop. We're having an early parish council meeting so people can get off to watch the football.
You going out to the pub?
Yeah.
Yeah, so are Adam and Ian.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Why, of course?
Well, it's England, Northern Ireland.
Oh, right.
So watch out for the fireworks.
Yeah, I will. See you then.
I might see you up there later.
Okay.
How's it going?
All right. Just came back for some more pipes.
Yeah, fine. I've got some good news.
Oh, yeah?
I've been in Felpersham. Borsetshire Meats on the industrial estate.
The catering butchers?
Yeah. Well, I've been talking to the boss, and he thinks a local brand of premium sausages might go down well with one of the regional pub chains he supplies.
Right.
Well, you know the Crown and Cushion in Penninghassett?
It was taken over last year?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the chain.
Wow. It's really posh there.
So I said we'd give them a few sample packs and see how they go.
Excellent.
Sorry to pull you out of milking, Sam.
No, that's all right.
Her bladder burst a while back. Nothing seems to be happening.
Yeah, I'll have a feel.
I wondered if she might have slight milk fever.
Yeah, it could be.
What's it like?
Well, the calf seems lined up all right. Seems okay.
Right, I'm off to the parish council.
Okay.
And then I'm going to the pool to watch the footy.
Fine.
How's this one? Yeah, she's a bit slow. Just not getting on with it.
Do you need me?
No, we can cope. You get off.
All right. See you at the pub later, Sam?
Yeah, probably.
Bye then, love.
Enjoy the game.
I will. See you.
Should I steer with her, do you think?
No. Oh, she might manage by herself. I'll check in on her later.
That's your Shires. What else was it?
Pint of lager and a red wine, please, sir.
Okay. So I took the equipment over today. Presented it to the school.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it was. And this teacher, Stuart, did a little talk about how we're going to start cricket training in the spring.
We?
Yes. I'm doing it. Well, me and Stuart together. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, got to go through a lot of rigmarole first, of course. Police check.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, big form to fill in. Passport, utilities bill to prove who I am.
Well, it's fair enough, I suppose.
Oh, yes. You can't be too careful if you're working with kids.
Still, it's a nice project to be involved with, I'm sure.
Definitely. After all the years I've been playing and coaching, I'd like to think I've still got something to contribute. Is that the lot?
Yes.
£7.70, please. Right.
Oh, hello again, Brian.
Oh, whatever David's having.
Ooh, pint of Shires, me.
Coming up. Thanks very much.
Oh, no problem.
Didn't expect to see you here.
Oh, well, Adam and Ian persuaded me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and here's another one. Hi, Tom.
Hiya.
Tom.
Well, go on, while I'm in the chair.
Oh, thanks. Price of lager, then, please.
Okay. Within a minute.
So, you're here to see fair play, are you?
Yeah, well, that was the theory. Stop them coming to blows over this needle match. Could get ugly.
Is this Adam and Ian?
Yep, tears before bedtime. But I was quite happy to get out of the house, to be honest.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Peggy is bending Jenny's ear, going on about Hazel again.
Oh, what's this?
Well, it's nothing. I mean, you know, just a stepmother thing. It's always difficult.
Oh, she's not the easiest person, though, is she, Hazel? Roy was saying.
How was the parish council meeting?
Fine.
Discuss anything of interest?
Well, you know.
Here's your pint.
Oh, thanks. Cheers. Right, Sid, I better pay you before someone else comes in.
Right, with the lager, that's £12.70, please.
There you are.
Yeah. Your lager's there, Tom.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, we talked a lot about George, actually.
As a former chairman?
Well, as a former tree warden. I suggested we could do with another one.
Uh-huh.
I'll just get some more 20s. It won't be a minute.
That's all right, Sid.
Yeah, it's amazing how often you need someone with that sort of expertise.
Yeah. Well, he was invaluable when we planted the Millennium Wood.
Exactly.
So, do you advertise or what?
Well, I thought we could just ask Mike Tucker.
Oh, well, he's got the experience, certainly.
Yeah, so that's on my to-do list now.
Well, you did open your mouth.
And the other thing was the Barford Bridge.
Where's that?
Well, it's nowhere yet, but there's a bridge over Hayden Brook needs replacing, and we thought we could name the new one after George.
That's a nice idea.
Mm. Christine thought so.
Sorry about that.
And so did the council, passed unanimously.
Oh, good.
So I've got to get on to the Environment Agency now.
There you are. 7:30 change.
That's it. Well, I'm glad to see democracy's in such vibrant good form.
Yeah, well, really dealing with the issues of the day. Do you need a hand with those?
No, I think I can manage. I'll see you later.
Right. I'd better get the big screen on.
Okay.
How did it go with Adam today?
Okay.
It must be hard to know what to do for the best with your cropping.
Yeah, it is, really. There's so much uncertainty about what the markets are going to do.
You made any big changes?
Not for this year, no. We're going for more or less what we planted last time and hoping for the best.
All right, give me a moment.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Brenda.
Busy tonight.
What do you want?
A pint of lager. Is anyone serving?
Sid is.
Yeah, it looks like he's got a problem with his telly, though.
Oh, dear.
I'll just go and see if he needs a hand.
Damn thing.
You're in trouble, Sid.
Yeah, it was fine when I tried it this afternoon.
Where's the footy?
Doing my best.
Is there a problem?
Can't get the digibox to work.
Oh, gonna have a go.
Yeah, help yourself.
You know it's 5 minutes to kick off, don't you?
I was aware of that, yes.
And Adam and Ian are wondering if they should dash home.
No, I'm sure we'll sort it out any minute now.
Poor old Sid.
Yeah, if he doesn't get it working, I don't fancy his chances. Sorry about this, Bren. I didn't know the place was going to be so packed tonight.
That's okay.
I've just been so busy.
Don't worry. Now you've been working hard.
And some. I haven't eaten yet.
Perhaps we can get something here.
Yeah.
So is Neil still being horrible to you?
Oh, that's awful. It's all these nasty little digs, you know. As if I let him down on purpose.
That's so unfair.
And it's just as bad at home.
Is that why you came out without eating?
Well, I was a bit tight for time, but yeah, it's not much fun. Dad's hardly talking to me. He just keeps giving me these dirty looks.
You're only trying to do what's best for your business.
Yeah, exactly. They're acting like I've completely turned my back on them.
Poor you.
I hate it. I didn't want any of this.
Mm. I know it sounds a bit lame, but you must have learned a hell of a lot.
Oh, yeah. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, all right?
Mm.
And once the business is re-established, I know it'll be on a really good footing.
That's good.
And I had a bit of good news today.
Oh, yeah?
Looks like Brian might have got my first new order.
Hey, great! Mm. no Linton tonight, then.
Oh, talk about the nick of time.
What was the problem?
Battery in the remote.
Well done.
Hey, Sam will have to get a move on if he doesn't want to miss kickoff.
Sam's coming over.
Well, that was the plan, yes.
Is Kirsty working here tonight?
I don't think so. Why?
No reason. Just wondered.
Ruth.
Oh, hi, Sam.
Thought you'd like to know that cow calf by herself.
Oh, good.
Bull calf.
Oh, well, fair enough. Have you finished the milking?
Yeah, that's all done.
You all right?
Me? Yeah, I'm fine.
You sure? You don't seem... Well, you're not your usual self.
Well, no, perhaps not.
Is something up?
Oh, sir. It's to do with Fliss, really.
Would it help to talk?
You don't want to be bothered with that.
I don't mind, really. If I can help.
Well...
Come on in. Sit down.
Yeah, all right, then. That's been going round and round in my head a bit.
What's up?
Well, I don't know if you know, but I've been getting pretty friendly with Kirsty.
Yeah, I have noticed.
More than friendly, really. I mean, nothing's happened yet, but...
But you'd like it to.
It went out for a meal Friday, and it was going really well. It's plain that she likes me.
But what about Fliss?
Well, this is it. Kirsty knows about Fliss, obviously. And she was quite adamant about it. She don't want to be the other woman.
Well, given what she's just been through, you can hardly blame her.
No, of course not.
I wouldn't either.
Well, fair enough. But I don't know what I'd do. Things are Fliss. It's not like it used to be. And Kirsty, God, we get on really well.
So, do you want to finish with Fliss?
Oh, I don't know. We got so much history, see? It's a lot to just chuck away.
Do you love her?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a lovey-dovey sort of bloke, but I guess so.
And if Kirsty hadn't come along?
Probably keep going on like we were. Fact.
What?
It's like they're in two little boxes. Fliss up in Cheshire, Kirsty here. If Kirsty hadn't put the brakes on, I'd be quite happy carrying on and seeing how things went.
What, two girlfriends at once?
Just as ill I knew where I was like.
Oh, Sam.
Was that so bad?
It just wouldn't be fair to anyone.
I suppose not.
You've got a decision to make, haven't you? This is really all about your relationship with Fliss.
Yeah.
Maybe being so far apart is the problem.
Yeah, I wondered about that. If we saw each other more like we used to...
You need to decide whether you want to make a go of it with her. It's only if the answer's no that you can start thinking about Kirsty.
I better see Fliss, and I talk things through.
Peggy just can't win.
You enjoyed the last one.
Did I?
So I recorded this one specially.
I didn't ask you to, Peggy.
No, I know. I just thought you'd like to watch it.
I can decide for myself what programmes I want to watch.
Of course.
I'm not a child.
I know, but it's about the war.
That's not the only thing I'm interested in, you know.
I'm not saying it is, Jack. I was just trying to be thoughtful.
Well, you needn't have bothered, thank you. I'm sure there are plenty of other things to watch.
You just said there wasn't anything on.
No, I didn't.
You did? That's why I suggested watching this.
You better answer that.
Yes, all right, I'm going. Oh, Lillian, come on in.
Who is it?
It's Lillian.
Only me, Jack.
Go on through.
Well, how are you then?
I'm fine, thanks. You're looking well.
Trying for modern chemistry, that's me.
Sit down, Lillian.
Matt's playing poker tonight, so I thought I'd pop round.
Well, it's really lovely to see you.
Do you want a coffee? There's some made.
Actually, a G&T had hit the spot.
Right, I think we've got some tonics.
I'll do it.
It's all right, Jack.
I'll do it. I'm perfectly capable of making a drink, you know. Oh.
I'm sorry, Lillian.
Well, Jenny didn't exaggerate.
He's been like this for 2 days now.
She said you were pouring your heart out, and I can see why.
I tried to warn him about Hazel, but he just wouldn't see it.
And he's still planning to give her a pile of money, is he?
I suppose so. I haven't dared raise the subject again.
Well, look on the bright side. She'll probably disappear as soon as she's got the dosh. James certainly did.
Have you heard from him?
No. Not a word, Mum.
The trouble is, I don't know if that'd be it. There's nothing to stop her turning up again when she needs more money. Oh, it's so unsettling for Jack.
Well, perhaps you could have a bit of influence there.
How?
Well, you could say you'll make sure Jack gives her a good wedge, but only on the understanding that she leaves him alone.
It's worth a try, I suppose.
Look, if you want to do it now, I could look after Jack.
I couldn't remember if you take sugar, so I brought the bowl.
Sugar?
In your coffee, dear.
No, Jack, I'll have one of my sweeteners. Thanks.
There you are.
That's very kind. Lovely.
Jack, I just need to pop out for a little while. You'll be all right with Lillian for half an hour, won't you?
Of course.
I'll be back as quick as I can.
There's no rush.
No, we can have a nice talk, can't we?
Or there's a video you might like to watch with me. It's about the war.
Can't remember the last time we used this sparkly stuff.
Don't ask me.
I was going to put it on for my 21st, but it didn't really go with my dress.
Glad I'm not a woman.
Yeah, so am I.
No, I mean, well, I couldn't be bothered with all that makeup.
Oh, it's nice. I love this. Getting ready for a big night out. It's all part of it.
If you say so. Did you iron me blue shirt?
Oh, in the wardrobe.
Right. Oh, yeah, thanks. Well, what were you saying about Kirsty?
Oh, just that she's staying out of Sam's way.
I thought they got on.
Well, they do. A bit too well, considering he's got a girlfriend up north.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So she's told him he's got to sort out his love life, so she knows where she stands.
So does she want to go out with him then?
Of course she does. Otherwise she wouldn't be bothered, would she?
I suppose not. Do I look okay?
Well, I think you should try it with some shoes.
Oh, they're downstairs.
No, you look great.
No, it's only a quiz. Not a big night out in Brum like you.
Your dad looks very smart, doesn't he, George? Oh, could you just get out me on with this top?
Yeah, okay.
I don't want it to spoil my makeup. No, that goes at the front.
Right.
There we go. That's it.
Wow.
And the shoes. What do you think?
It's a bit revealing, isn't it?
Well, that's the fashion.
I know, but, well, I wish I was coming out with you.
What, to protect me?
No, just... You look really nice. Everyone's going to be jealous.
Good.
Hello?
Oh, up here, Mum. Oh, sweet George. Look, it's all right, darling.
Like the cricket team's not going to be the same.
Oh, you'll enjoy it. You know you will.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You decent?
Yeah, come in, Susan.
Hello. Oh, don't you both look nice?
Yeah, I was just saying.
Oh, you're going to knock them dead in that outfit, Emma.
Do you like it?
Yeah. Now's George, then. Is he all ready?
Yeah, his bag's downstairs.
Oh, I'd better get going.
Yeah, catch that minibus.
No, I'm driving myself. Don't want to be back too late. Thanks for having him.
Oh, that's all right.
All right, bye, love.
Bye.
Have a nice time.
Yeah, I will.
Any idea when you'll be home?
Depends where we end up. Well, maybe 2:30. Yeah, I'll try not to wait you there.
And I'll drop him back here about 8:30 in the morning.
Right, bye then.
Make sure you win.
I'll do my best.
Are you sure you'll have had enough sleep?
Really, Mum, it's fine.
Oh, I'm so grateful for you having it. Oh, sorry. Aren't we, George? We're really grateful. Hello? Yeah. Oh, hello, Wendy. No, that's all right. Really? Oh, they don't think... Everyone, yeah. Well, it's not very convenient. But, yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, all right. Bye.
What is it?
That was work. Some money's gone missing.
Oh, no.
The police are there and they want me to go in.
What?
Well, I mean, they said everyone, but...
No.
With your uncles and my records.
Mum, it'll just be routine.
What about George? Your night out?
No, look, don't worry about that.
Oh, your dad's gone to this cricket.
Look, I'll give Clary a ring. It'll be fine.
Oh, Emma.
Don't worry, Mum. Look, you get off and get this sorted out.
Ah, Hazel. I thought you might be here.
Care to join me in a pre-dinner margarita?
No, thank you. But I would like a word.
Fire away, Peggy.
Can we go somewhere a little quieter?
That table over there suits you?
Well...
Don't ask me to wander around the hotel holding my drink, Peggy. It's so undignified.
All right, then. If you must.
It sounds like you must. How's Dad?
To be honest, he's a bit distracted. That's what I want to talk about.
I'm all ears.
Hazel, I know you've asked your father for money.
Actually, let me stop you there. I haven't asked him for anything.
All right, let me put it another way. Since you arrived, for some reason, Jack has decided that he wants to give you some money.
He's a very generous man.
I'll be frank. I don't know what story you've told him, but if he wants to help you, then I'm prepared to support that.
I'm not sure it's anything to do with you, is it?
I'm his wife.
Third wife.
I'm the one who's looked after him for the last 15 years, and I'll be looking after him for as long as he needs me.
You're a saint.
This isn't about me.
Saint Peggy of the Blessed Tiern.
It's about your father. I'm prepared to suggest to Jack that he makes a very generous gift to you.
I think he's planning that already.
On the understanding that once you get it, you go back to America and don't bother him again.
Bother him? Have you noticed? He loves having me around.
He'll soon realise why you're here if every time you turn up it leaves him thousands of pounds poorer.
Me arriving's been the best thing that's happened for a long time. He said that.
I don't want him hurt.
In fact, I've been thinking. If I give him such pleasure, perhaps I owe it to him to be around rather more.
What?
Well, he's still got a few marbles. He's obviously going downhill fast.
Hazel?
You're going to have to listen to him ranting on about parrots to see that.
What do you mean, rather more?
I love it in California, of course. The climate, the people, the opportunities. But sometimes you have to put family loyalty above those sorts of pleasures.
Family loyalty?
Perhaps I should come back to Ambridge. Permanently.
No.
Think of the benefits. You're obviously worn out looking after him.
I can manage perfectly well.
So I could nurse him with you. Help you both through the difficult times.
I don't need help.
And look at all his business interests. It's far too big a burden for you at your age.
We're coping.
So I could run those for him.
Run them? You haven't got the experience.
Nonsense. I've been in business all my life. Don't you think it's a wonderful idea?
What about your family? Your stepchildren?
They come with me. It'd be good for them to see a bit of the world. And Carl could run the film business from anywhere.
It really doesn't sound very practical to me.
Oh, I disagree. I think it's a win-win situation.
Lovely coffee, Jack, but it's given me a taste for something stronger.
You know where everything is, don't you?
Yeah, don't you worry. Mum, you all right?
Could I have one of those, Lillian?
What on earth's the matter?
That woman... Every time I try to do something about her, it gets worse.
What's she done?
She won't rest, you know. She wants to take over everything.
How do you mean, take over?
Jack's whole life. His businesses.
His businesses?
And I don't know how to stop her.
Will?
No, love, it's me.
Oh, Mum, what happened?
Oh,
thank God.
Oh, dear. This woman, Mrs. Ochin, she thought someone had stolen nearly £1,000 off her.
Oh, God.
They found it in a plant pot in the television room in the end.
Why did they call the police? Shouldn't they have searched first?
Oh, she called them. Dialed 999. Oh, poor thing's quite confused. Matron reckons she'd probably hidden it there herself and then forgotten about it.
Oh, the stupid woman.
Oh, look, I'm sorry it took so long, but if you still want to go out...
No, well, no.
I mean, it's only just gone 10, and if it was going to be late...
No, then... Mum, I've missed my lift. How am I going to get into Birmingham now? I'm not really in the mood now, anyway.
Oh, what's going on? Is George all right?
Yeah, don't worry, he's upstairs.
Why are you both here?
Oh, Mum had an emergency at work.
It's all sorted now.
And Carrie was working at the Bull, and it was Granny's bingo night.
So you didn't go?
Well, I couldn't, could I?
Oh, bummer.
You're back early.
Yeah, only four teams turned up. It was a bit rubbish, really.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, look, I'd better get home. Sorry again, love.
No, it wasn't your fault.
Night, Will.
Night.
Night, Mum.
Well, that's a shame.
That's one word for it.
Never mind. You'll have plenty of other girls' nights out.
Really? When was the last one, Will?
I
can't believe it. I was so looking forward to this.
It's only a night out.
Only a night out? You haven't got a clue, have you?
Ah, oh, there you are, Dad.
Hazel. Is Peggy still here, then?
I didn't see her.
Then who let you in?
I let myself in. I had a key cut. Don't you remember?
No.
No point me having to knock every time I want to see you.
Oh, well, that's true.
So, is Peggy not around, then?
She's gone, I think it was something to do with the WI.
Anyway, I'm on my way to do a bit of shopping. But when I get back, I wonder if you'd like to join me for lunch.
Oh, I'm not sure if Peggy will be free.
Not Peggy. I thought it'd be nice if it was just you and me.
Oh, I'd like that.
Oh, Nigel, do come in. Oh.
Sorry I'm late, Linda. I was sidetracked by Mike Tucker.
That's all right. Would you mind if Charlie stays outside?
No, of course not.
Perhaps you could just tie her up somewhere.
Yes, all right.
Rachel should be lying there.
Is Scruff in quarantine, then?
No, in the paddock with the llamas.
Sounds like animal Cluedo.
I'm sorry?
No, nothing.
Well, come in.
Right, Charlie. You stay there, and I'll see you later, okay?
Oh, well, would you mind taking off your shoes?
No, of course not.
And yeah, I've just polished the floor.
Clean socks this morning, I'm glad to say.
Oh, good.
Goodness, not just the floor. This place is gleaming. I should have worn sunglasses.
Well, I have been quite busy.
So I see.
I don't know if I've mentioned it, but Bossage and Live are doing a feature on me and on Ambridge Hall.
Ah.
And I'm expecting them later this morning.
I see. But will we still have time?
Oh, yes, we can still discuss the village walk. Would you like a coffee?
Well, that's a very impressive machine you have there.
Yes, it's a very recent acquisition.
A cappuccino would be very welcome.
Oh. Well, no, if you don't mind. The espresso machine is more Robert's baby.
Ah.
I can offer you a cup of instant.
That would be fine.
With milk?
Yes, please.
Won't be long. The kettle has boiled.
As I say, sorry I'm a few minutes late. I saw Mike on his round. He was telling me he's agreed to become the new Ambridge tree warden.
Oh, that's good. Post's been vacant since George Barford died, of course.
Yes. Yes, we used his services several times at Urloxley.
Well, it's very good of him to agree, I must say. Do you take sugar?
No.
Could you just get one of those coasters, Nigel?
Just
behind the trug.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
This is a very impressive display.
Oh, my cornucopia. Thank you.
And courgettes and carrots and onions. Is all this your own produce?
Oh, yes. And the herbs.
It makes a wonderful centrepiece.
Doesn't it?
Anyway, tomorrow.
Yes. Now, are all the volunteers prepared?
I hope so.
Hope, Nigel? I think we need more than hope.
Well, no, they are definitely. Bert at the church, Lewis at Arkwright Hall.
Yes.
Oliver will talk about the medieval village at Grange Farm.
You have made it clear there is to be no proselytising for the hunt, haven't you?
Yes, Oliver says he couldn't even spell it.
Good.
Then Will Grundy at Haydenwood and Pat at Bridge Farm, then on to the Ford.
Where I will talk about the Anne.
Oh, Eddie says he's happy to say a few words as we pass Keeper's Cottage.
I bet he is.
He seemed quite keen, actually.
Did he mention which words he had in mind?
No.
Cider, compost, garden ornaments, if I know Eddie. No, thank you.
Well, very well. Then, what's next? Oh, Jill at Lakey Hill.
And then back into the village, finishing at the ball.
Now, as to the walk itself, you, said you were going to divide them into groups.
Yes, I thought if we have a range of different...
Oh,
that's probably Mike with the milk bill. Well, I'll be able to congratulate him. Oh.
Mrs. Snell?
Yes?
Marcy Fitzwarren. From Portsmouth Life?
I wasn't expecting you.
I'm terribly early, aren't I? I was meant to be interviewing a lady in Loxley Norton about her chinchillas, but one of them was ill. So I thought I might as well scoot across here and see if we could have a little talk before Kieran arrives.
Kieran?
The photographer.
Oh.
But if it's not convenient...
Oh, no. Please, come in.
Well, Spaniel's very friendly.
Oh, well, actually, she's not mine. She's...
Nigel!
Hello, Marcy.
How are you, darling?
Very well. We missed you on Wednesday.
Oh, well, a girl's got to have one night off to do her hair.
So you know each other, then?
Gosh, yes. Marcy covers most of the events at Lower Loxley.
Well, isn't that lovely? But Nigel was just leaving, weren't you, Nigel?
Well, we still haven't got...
I'll call you, all right?
Yes, I suppose so.
Good. Don't forget your shoes.
No, hardly.
I don't know, Nigel. Remember Tiggy's wedding?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Didn't you go home and have father's wellies?
I have to say that my memory of that day is a little hazy.
Well, we mustn't keep you any longer, Nigel. Say hello to Elizabeth for me.
I will. And you'll ring me?
This afternoon, without fail.
Bye, Nigel.
Bye. See you.
He's such a sweetie.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've always found him very sweet. Now, Marcy, do sit down, please. Can I get you a coffee?
Oh, I'd love a cappuccino. If it's not too much trouble.
No trouble at all.
No, you're right, Hilary. It isn't the way we normally do things. No. Nigel's just back now. I'll speak to him about it. Yes, me too. Bye.
Hey, you'll never guess who I saw at Linda's.
Why don't you guess who I've just been speaking to on the phone?
I've no idea.
Hilary.
Oh, Hilary the caterer. What did she want?
I rang her, because I've just received their invoice for last Thursday. Look.
This can't be right.
That's what I thought.
Well, this works out. It's...
Nearly £80 a head.
For a straightforward three-course dinner?
Well, that's what we booked, yes. So I rang Hilary to say there'd been a mistake.
And what did she say?
Oh, no mistake. Not on her part, anyway. At the last minute, Julia changed the order to a medieval banquet.
She changed the food?
Oh, yes. So Hilary had to change the entire menu. And Julia insisted that the serving staff should all come dressed in costume.
Oh, no.
And when they turned up ready to do a hog roast, Julia had ordered pigs from Tom.
To save them the trouble?
Without telling Hilary. So they had twice the number of carcasses they needed. The waste was phenomenal.
I bet.
So I've just been eating a very big slice of humble pie.
I'm sorry, Liddy.
Well, you and Lewis have both said sorry now.
He did say he was rather bumped into
it. Yeah, well, it's your mother who should be saying sorry. Hilary said they want to be warned if she's involved in any future work.
Oh.
So they can turn it down. More than my sanity's worth was the exact phrase.
I used to feel sorry for orphans, you know.
There's more. Have you ever heard of the Motley Rogues Travelling Players?
No.
Well, they've heard of us. And here's an invoice for a company of jesters, jugglers and heaven knows what to prove it.
£970?
Including a late booking fee, my liege.
Has the woman gone mad? How are we expected to cover these costs?
Well, I have no idea. And I'd lay money that Julia doesn't either.
Lizzie, I'm so...
Sorry, yes, I know. So, as soon as Julia gets back from Mercedes Goodman's, will you speak to her?
I will. I promise I'll keep her well away from the business from now on.
Good. Because otherwise the Motley Rogues might get another order from us to supply an axeman.
How about like this?
There's no need to cuddle up to it so much.
Such a distinctive colour for a fridge, isn't it?
Yeah, but just standing next to it's fine.
Did I say... wasn't quite ready, sorry.
Another one, Kieran, please. And lovely. I think that's probably enough in here.
Thank God.
Did I say how wonderfully the villagers rallied round after the flood?
Several times, yes.
But when we go outside, we'll be able to see how the garden recovered. It was almost a miracle.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be able to feature the garden very much. I've already got a lot of material.
Yeah, but I'm sure your readers will be fascinated by my Shakespearean plot. It's just my little joke. And there's my low allergen area. And the llamas, of course.
Perhaps that might make another feature at some time in the future.
Oh, what a good idea. So, When will this one appear? Do you know? Next issue?
I really don't know. I just write the pieces. It's up to the editor when they write.
I'll tell you what will make a very entertaining article. I haven't yet told you about my many brushes with celebrities, have I? Dame Edna Everidge, Annika Rice, Alan Titchmarsh, very memorable encounters.
I'm sure they'd have thought so.
And most recently, of course, Griff Rhys-Jones. Now, you know my project to restore the Cam Fiddle. Well, Griff, a lovely man and so professional, very kindly agreed to present a video I was directing, which I must show you, actually.
I didn't bring many warm things. So with the autumn just around the corner. What do you think?
It's a lovely colour.
And cashmere never dates, does it? Oh, and I found this jacket too. Quite Balenciaga, I thought. Not bad for Felpersham.
Very smart. So, are you planning to stay a bit longer then?
Would you like me to?
Of course.
Well, it's odd you should say that because... Oh, that'll be our lunch. Come in, come in. It's just some salmon and a bottle of Sancerre. I hope that's all right.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. We'll serve ourselves.
I'd have been happy with the sandwich, really.
Oh. Nonsense. You deserve a treat.
It does look very nice.
I've been very impressed with the food since I've been here. You've got a good man in that kitchen.
Oh, yes.
Ian.
Ian's first class.
In fact, with one or two exceptions, most of the staff seem pretty capable.
Oh, we try and employ good people.
Not always easy in the hospitality industry, I know.
Caroline's got a pretty good eye for recruiting.
Oh, it comes from the top, though, doesn't it? You're not the sort of man to put up with nonsense.
No, I like things done properly, that's true.
I'm just like that, too. The only acceptable standard is the highest. That's why I feel so at home here.
I'm glad you do.
This refurbishment has transformed the place. You can see it in the clientele.
Well, that was really Caroline and Roy. They were...
I'm so impressed with your vision. It really excites me, but... Well, we have to be realistic, don't we? Don't you think it's about time you took a step back and started to enjoy your retirement?
Oh, I have, really. Peggy's made sure of that.
She's a wise woman. You're very lucky to have her, Dad.
Well, yes.
I've been wondering if there's some way I could help.
You?
Help support you and Peggy, so you can spend more time together without the burdens of business.
I'm not sure what you're getting at.
I share your vision, your standards. I'm probably the only person who really does. So why don't I move back to Ambridge?
To live?
Yes. And I could run Grey Gables for you. Keep that vision alive.
Oh, like a family business.
Exactly. And you'd be secure knowing that the old place was in safe hands. Does that sound like a good idea?
It does. It sounds very attractive.
I thought so.
I'd have to think about it.
Of course. There's no rush, is there? Eat your salmon.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.